Good morning, you. It's 8:22. Got a partly to mostly cloudy, kind of smoky thing going on here. 63 degrees. It is our Thursday talk around, and love talking history with Jana Gagelin. I love this segment, too. Talking Morning Zoo with Tom and Kathy. Taking the show on the road today. Talking with Kathy on the phone with this morning. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, my dear. You are on the road. You and Tom, tell us where you are at. You got something kind of fascinating going on here.
Well, this is something that's been going on for decades, actually. We are at the MASA conference. The MASA stands for Mid-America Zoo Alliance. It's something that we have actually originated in Wahpeton years and years ago. It used to be called the Northern Midwest Small Zoo Association. Kind of a long name. It got changed to MASA about 10 years ago, and because other zoos started to come from outside the area, and it used to be, you know, the Dakota Zoos, the Minnesota Zoos, and now it's from all over. And this year was being hosted by Tanganyika Wildlife Zoo down in Goddard, Kansas. And, of course, you've heard us talk about Tanganyika a lot.
Frequently, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a conference. There's no fees. People just register and show up, and we basically discuss zoo business, anything from conservation to trends to, what's going well and what are our challenges and how we can keep serving the public, giving them a superior zoological experience. So just a good discussion and fun, too.
How is that for you and Tom, Kathy, being a part of this and being able to exchange ideas with other zoo directors and having them get your input? That's got to make you feel awfully good.
You know, we trade input, and that's what the beauty of this whole thing is. And, you know, for a lot of us, we're same, you know, it's a little warmer down here in the winter, but for a lot of us, it's the same climate, same size facilities. Tanganyika is quite a bit larger than us and warmer climate, but we've got zoos from Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Nebraska, all here, and it's just great. And of course, these are also people that have become our friends through the years. In fact, you know, the Fauces at Tanganyika, Tom and I are very lucky. We are their guests at their home, which we are every time, and we get woken up in the morning by the roar of an African lion in the back. And it's just beautiful. When I come down here, I feel like I'm at an African retreat or something.
That's got to be appealing to you. Now, do you share frustrations, too, with other zoo directors and other zoo people down there going, you know, we just can't get this to work? Or have you shared a frustration where they go, okay, this is how we get it to work, and you can fix this? Does that happen a lot?
Absolutely. Everything from, human resources, which has changed through the years, still good, but, you know, we all know what happened since COVID with that. And everything from that to crates, to animal crates, to loading animals, to concessions. what's the trends? What's working? Here's what we do. Behind the scenes, animal feedings, which, you know, that we love to do. So just sharing those ideas and seeing how it works somewhere else, it's like, hey, maybe we could try that here at Chahinkapa. Or maybe something we do at Chahinkapa is going to work for somebody else. And that's just the beauty of the whole trip. And besides that, as you know, everywhere we go, we drive.
Right.
but especially today, we are bringing back two Wahpeton for ring-tailed lemurs. And we're loading them right as we speak. And we'll be driving straight back. So we'll be taking off a little bit early from the conference here because we're going to be driving straight back with our lemurs. Precious cargo, for sure.
Sure.
And they'll be quarantined, as is our protocol, and with our state veterinarian protocol. And then they'll be at Chahinkapa in quarantine. And then once out of quarantine, they will be joining our lemur troop, which we're so excited about.
Kathy, typically, how long does the conference last from year to year?
This the MASA conference is normally 2 days.
Okay.
You come down, you have a social time one evening, you have a full day of conferencing the next day, and then usually a half a day. It's not meant to be the full-blown, where it's going to be expensive to anybody. Mm-hmm. And again, there's not a conference fee. Basically, you're on your own. Of course, arrangements are made for you for hotels, et cetera. But the conference itself is shortened. You can stay on. We've had people stay in Wahpeton a couple extra days, you know, looking at our rhino habitat and taking measurements and things like that, and sharing information. So it's all up to the people that come. Nobody can really leave their zoo for very long. We all, you know, have the resources that are kind of slim that way with staffing, and people don't want to be gone too long. The ZAA conference coming up, and of course there's the AZA conference that they just had. Those are typically longer. So the ZAA conference coming up will be a 4 to 5 day conference, depending on you know, what you sign up for and what you attend. And those are, of course, throughout the nation. They trade up on the bigger zoos that hold those conferences. Those are also very valuable. The ZAA conference is going to be in Providence, Rhode Island this year. So some good exchanges there as well. But, yeah, the Mazda is typically, you know, a couple days, a day and a half, and it's up to the host doing it, and they're always hosted very well no matter where we go. And, of course, we love hosting in Wahpeton, and we've done it quite a few times.
Well, you're good at that. I know that. Talking Mazda Conference with Kathy Dickman on the phone with me this morning. Kathy, quickly, a couple things coming up. You got some cooking classes, and you got Zubu coming up. Tell us about this.
Yes, we have the kids. This is the younger kid cooking class. It's a spooky Halloween treat held on Saturday the 28th. That's a 10 to noon. There's room in that class, so sign up your child with that. You can do that online or by calling us or in person. And then also we have Zubu that same day, and that's something we're really trying to just get that word out that we're no longer October 30th. We are now the Saturday right before Halloween, and that this year brings us to the 28th, and we're excited about that. Still just $5 a person. We've kept that nominal so families can come. We have a band there this year in the parking lot, so who volunteered to come in and do that to entertain. We are just, and the sponsors are coming in so nicely. We've got, you know, the regulars and then a few more businesses, so we're pretty excited about Zubu. And then if we're jumping way ahead, circle your calendars for November 17th, a wild game show again at the community center. So lots of things coming up. But if you're a member, you should have gotten an invitation. If you didn't, just give us a call. But we have our member picnic on Monday, this next Monday, serving from 5 to 7 at Hughes Shelter. And if you say, oh, I didn't RSVP, don't worry. Just give us a shout. And we will be there serving. Our board of directors will be cooking. And so it's sure to be a good time. And just a nice thank you to members for their continued support.
Listen, Kathy, say hi to the Schmaltz for us all here. Safe travels back, and we'll talk to you in studio next Thursday, okay?
And we'll talk more about the next reception coming up with my artist friend, Bill Dablo.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, we will be talking about that. Kathy Dickman at the Mazda Conference on the phone with me this morning. Kathy, great to talk to you. Safe travels back, dear.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
All right, it's 8:31, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Got a mostly cloudy sky, 64 degrees. Thursday, September 21st, from the Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. Four people went to area high.